Editorial. Citizenship should never be a business model. Texas border business. The allegations against Mission Regional Medical Center are extraordinary. According to Governor Greg Abbott, the hospital advertised birth packages in South Texas, in foreign countries and targeted foreign nationals in an apparent effort to profit from birth tourism. If those allegations are proven true, they represent far more than a regulatory violation. They strike at the heart of public trust in healthcare, the integrity of American citizenship, and the ethical responsibilities of medical institutions. Hospitals exist to care for patients. Their mission is to provide medical treatment, save lives, and serve their communities. They are not expected to market services designed to exploit legal or constitutional provisions for financial gain. If a hospital actively promoted childbirth in the United States as a pathway to citizenship for a fee, it would raise serious questions about where healthcare ends and commercial enterprise begins. The 14th Amendment guarantees citizenship to nearly everyone born on American soil. That constitutional principle has been part of the nation's foundation for more than 150 years. The issue raised by this investigation is not the Constitution itself, but whether an institution deliberately sought to profit by encouraging foreign nationals to travel to Texas for the primary purpose of giving birth and obtaining U.S. citizenship for their children. Governor Abbott has ordered the Texas Health and Human Services Commission to investigate the allegations thoroughly. That process is essential. Investigations exist to separate allegations from facts, and Mission Regional Medical Center deserves the opportunity to respond to the claims and any evidence presented. Due process protects both the public interest and the rights of those under investigation. At the same time, the allegations deserve serious public attention. If a regulated healthcare facility advertised birth tourism packages overseas, the practice would extend beyond routine medical services. It would suggest a business strategy built around one of the most significant legal benefits the United States can confer, citizenship. Public confidence in hospitals depends on transparency, ethical conduct, and compliance with the law. Patients expect medical decisions to be guided by health needs, not by marketing campaigns aimed at exploiting legal loopholes. Whether the investigation ultimately confirms or disproves the allegations, the public deserves clear answers. This case also raises broader policy questions. Should states establish clearer rules governing the international marketing of healthcare services? Are existing regulations sufficient to prevent the commercialization of birth tourism? Those questions deserve thoughtful debate, regardless of the outcome of this investigation. For now, the facts remain under investigation. The conclusions should come from evidence, not assumptions. But if the allegations prove true, they would represent a troubling example of prioritizing profit over public trust. American citizenship is one of the nation's most valuable institutions. It should never become part of a marketing package.